Hey, welcome to Big Jim's Garage. I'm your host, Big Jim O'Brien. We're talking Broncos today, man, with Michael Martinez from Automotive News. Spy shots are out. We have release dates. A lot of information. Who are they going after? What are they trying to sell? We'll talk about it with him. Get him on the phone in just a second here. I got to talk about the Design Dome thing, too. It's a great story, but let's see if we'll get into that one. Let me see if we can go ahead and get him on the phone here. Michael Martinez, Automotive News. We're finally going to see a Bronco? We're really going to... This isn't like the lie they did at the Design Dome a couple of years ago?
Finally, this is legit. And it's been over 1,100 days since they introduced this thing back in the 2017 auto show. So we've been waiting for a long time.
Were you there? You were there that day, weren't you? Weren't you with us at the
I was there that day.
So what they did was...
at the Design Dome.
For the folks who don't know, they unveiled all these cars to us. We couldn't take pictures, couldn't take notes, nothing. And we saw a lot of stuff before it hit the market. And then everyone's waiting for the Bronco, and they got the tarp. And when they pulled the tarp back, there was another tarp underneath it.
It was one of the biggest disappointments I've had covering this company. I'm not going to lie.
Why did they do that?
Just to mess with us. It honestly was. And they got me. I really thought we were going to see it that day.
So we're,
but, you know, go ahead.
Oh, no, we're looking at a timeline of when? March? Well, run down the timeline for everybody, Mike.
Sure. Well, Ford has consistently said they'll show it in the spring. Now, spring starts March 19th, and I've been told from dealers who have been told that they will show it in March, so probably the last couple weeks there after the 19th. This is a surprise, honestly. There are a lot of rumors floating around that we may see it at the Detroit Auto Show since it moved to June. Some rumors that it'd be even at the New York Auto Show, but we will see the Bronco in March, and then we'll see the smaller so-called baby Bronco, which will be called the Bronco Sport, at the New York Auto Show in April.
Didn't we originally think this was going to be the other way around, that we were going to see the Sport first?
Well, typically it works that way, right? I mean, if a vehicle is coming out first, you typically see it first, and the Bronco Sport will be out first. But I think the thinking at Ford is that, you know, you don't want to kind of dull the impact of the Bronco by showing the smaller one first, right? You want to show everything you got. You want to show the epitome of this off-road family of vehicles, and that's the Bronco. So even though it's going to come out after the Bronco Sport, we'll see it first.
Different architecture. The Bronco Sport, I would assume, is probably on the same DNA as the Ranger, isn't it?
The Bronco's on the Ranger platform.
Oh,
Bronco
it is. Okay.
Sport
okay.
is on the Escape platform. So okay. Escape just moved to this front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive platform, and it'll share that same architecture with the Bronco Sport.
You were there, and we listened to the executives, and we keep hearing the word Jeep. They always would mention, you know, we don't need to go to Moab to prove that we can have an off-road vehicle. We don't need to go up in the, you know, everything was angling at Jeep. They're serious about this, aren't they? Really taking it to Jeep.
Very, very serious. They're targeting 200,000 sales between the two-door, four-door Bronco and Bronco Sport as early as 2021. So they're going right at the heart of Jeep. I think Wrangler sold, 230,000 last year? So it's going big. They're going really big into accessories, too, which is something they started with the reintroduction of the Ranger last year. Although they're trying to really improve what they did with Ranger, have hundreds of accessories available at launch. So you're probably talking things like roof rails, soft tops, all sorts of things to customize your Bronco.
Removable doors? We've been hearing the rumblings about the patents and different. Are they going to go that far Jeepish with it?
Oh yeah, they're going to have removable doors. A removable hardtop. You can store them in the vehicle's cargo area. And then one thing that is different from the Wrangler that they were, you know, sort of a pride point for them, easier for customers. They're going to have the side mirrors attached to the front pillar. So when you take off the doors, you can still have your side mirrors on the vehicle.
Oh, I never thought, you're right. That's true. Okay.
That's a little creature comfort there. You can actually continue to see using those. So that'll be different.
But when you talk about Jeep, as far as Q scores go, as far as an automotive brand or just recognizable, it's one of those one word brands. It's worldwide. So when you're going at them, you're not trying. Are you trying to say to people, I'm trying to, in the mindset of Ford, they're not trying to get someone to go, I was going to get a Wrangler, but I'm going to get a Bronco. They're going to get people who love that segment, but had never really wanted to get a Jeep. they're going to look at a Bronco. Are they trying to bring in new customers, or are they trying conquest to take over Jeep?
Well, I mean, honestly, both. You talk about the name recognition of Jeep, but you got to talk about the name recognition of Bronco as well.
True.
This thing is more than a vehicle, right? It's, you know, fan clubs, just like Mustang, right? Very similar to Mustang in the name recognition there. Even though it's been gone for, you know, however many years now, you have people who are paying ridiculous amounts of money to get the old school Broncos kind of souped up, right, and refurbished. So even though it hasn't been for sale, still has this cult-like following. So, you know, for whatever Jeep is, Ford thinks Bronco can be that same thing, if not more.
What's that dude at Gateway and outside of St. Louis? He's selling some of those Broncos for $250,000.
That's ridiculous, and yeah, people gladly pay for them.
So how important, and I know this is in automotive hyperbole, just kind of goes hand in hand, and you're in the industry, Michael. You obviously deal with it with automotive news. Is this the most important launch for Ford in the last 10 years, 20 years?
It's right up there, and the only reason I won't say it is the most is because you have F-150, right? That's the franchise player. That's
right.
Who you make all your money off of. And, you know, you look at 2015 when they came out with the aluminum version, all new, completely revolutionized the segment and the industry. And now, you know, just this year, when you have this Bronco coming out, you have a redesigned F-150 coming out as well. So in terms of profit, in terms of volume, F-150 is still the king, but this Bronco has to be right up there, you know, 1 and 1A. And I will say one thing, you know, a lot of people, a lot of purists, you know, when it comes to Mustang, when it comes to Bronco, they get mad when you try to make changes, right? So it's really hard to modernize an icon. But I think Ford's in a good place here because the guy who's running this whole show, Dave Parasek,
yeah,
he's head of the Ford Icons. It's a new title. But previously, he was the chief engineer for the 50th anniversary Mustang. So he knows a thing or two about taking an icon and updating it. So you have to hope that he's going to take that same magic with the Mustang because it's leading the pony car segment ever since it was redesigned. You kind of hope that he can take that magic and bring it to Bronco. And all indications are that he has. So I talked to some dealers who have seen the vehicle because they showed it at some private meetings a couple times to him. And they say it looks awesome, right? Very retro, you know, look, what you expect, round headlights, you know, Bronco stamped in the grill. And we've started to see a few glimpses here and there with some spy shots, but Ford's really betting big on this.
And it's interesting. I wanted to call back something he said, Mike, too, that I remember being at the Detroit Auto Show when the Charger first came out. And we all stood there and went, sure, but it never had four doors. Well, this one does. Yeah, but it never had four doors. Yeah, but this one does. And then when the Blazer came out, and you're like, cool, get to see the Blazer. And you're like, cool, it's a mini Traverse. What am I looking at here? So you're right, there's this balance of, that's a great point, too. You're right, but there's a balance of nostalgia, the you know, the power of the brand, but then you got to modernize it, too. And sometimes, like for me personally, I don't like the Blazer. I like the way it looks on its own, but name it something else. Don't call it a Blazer because it's not to me. And this Bronco feels like it's got that DNA embedded in it.
You know, I talked with Dave Parasek a little bit about this, and he said going back to his time with Mustang, you know, even tiny little changes, like they added the, you know, backup camera for the 2015 model. And I forget where exactly the camera is, probably, you know, near the pony logo in the back there. He said the purists went nuts. He said, how dare you try to add a little camera back there? You're ruining, you know, the rear end of that vehicle. But he said, hang on, get in the car with me. So he took him in the car and he turned on the backup camera, said, look, you can watch yourself do burnouts through this camera. And he said, after they saw that, they absolutely loved it. So, you know, these purists may scoff initially at some changes, but if you show them what value they have, they may come around. So that's if you decide to make changes. And I'm sure, you know, Bronco's going to have plenty of changes. Ford has committed to, you know, adding connected modems in all of its vehicles, and Bronco will be no different. It's likely to have the capacity to do over-the-air updates, likely to have the latest, you know, the Sync, the next generation Sync 4, because they're going to launch it. We're going to see it in the Mustang Mach-E, which comes out before Bronco. So it's going to have a lot of new tech, but as long as it serves a purpose, Ford's betting that the purists, the enthusiasts will come around.
What's the old question? You know, I always ask you, do you want one?
Well, I mean, I haven't even seen it yet, but I could imagine that I would not hate to drive one. So I'm going to save the final decision until I actually see the vehicle. But I doubt I'll pass it, pass up on it.
It's no, you know what I mean, though? It's like, seriously, you talk about, we see cars and, you know, you're looking at, you see photos and images, and you guys in Automotive News, I see something, I go, in the back of my head, I'm still a consumer. I still go, ooh, I want that. I mean, there has to be that. And all this stuff about this Bronco and the hype and the 3 years of buildup, it hasn't dissuaded me. I still want one. I don't even know what they look like yet, but I got a cousin who lives in California who's asking me if I know anybody at Ford that he can put a down payment on for what, Q1 next year?
Yeah, that's right. Well, should go on sale January, February timeframe if everything goes well. Obviously, there's, you know, some could be some changes to that, but that's the plan right now.
Any other automotive news we're missing there, Mike?
That's really it for Bronco. I'll tell you what, though, you go back to whether or not you want it. I'm sure it would handle Michigan winters a whole hell of a lot better than my 2010 Dodge Challenger.
Unintentional drifting car?
Yeah, unintentional for sure.
I remember one time a friend of ours, she bought a Mustang, and we look out the studio window, and the first day she brought it to work, she hit the brakes because she wanted us to see it, and she slid right by. She just kept going. Just looking, and then she's like, nope, not driving that anymore. All right, so I guess that's really, you know, with the Bronco now, will anyone react to that as far as will this create a segment? I can't really, I mean, we've seen what Chevy's doing with the Colorado with the ZR2, and they're kind of doing their off-road thing, and FCA, obviously with Jeep and the way they do it, could Toyota maybe do something where they get a little more TRD driven, where they're kind of allowing you to personalize the trucks and stuff?
I mean, you know, this, at the end of the day, this is largely a copycat industry, right? If you see somebody do something well, you're going to follow them. So I could see that. But I think initially it's really going to be a battle between Jeep and the Bronco family of vehicles.
Huge marketing campaigns, I would imagine. Huge marketing campaigns.
I have not heard anything about that, but yeah, they'd be crazy not to.
Do they have a white Bronco? Do they show that going slowly down the freeway at any point during this campaign? Is that no?
I don't know. You may want to stay away from that, but you know there's going to be a white Bronco, right? You can't not sell it in white. But yeah, you might not want to touch that one.
Does Jeep do an ad campaign like one of these angry political ads? Hey, it's so good to have the Bronco back, and then they show the slow speed chase.
Yeah, I could see like a little Twitter feud or something there. It might get sort of clever.
They need to get the guys from Wendy's to jump in on that, man. They're brutal on everyone.
Yeah, no, they're killing the game as far as corporate brands, right?
Oh, my God. And you can't help it. I'm like, I can't believe I'm following Wendy's on Twitter. But I am, because they're hilarious. Every time, no matter what somebody does, they just throw shade at them. And it, no matter how hard these other brands try, you're never going to smack them down.
Moon Pie, too. I think they're really strong. I forgot, you know, haven't had one in how many years, but they're a strong presence on Twitter.
This is going to be such an interesting spring with this launch and the reaction to it and everybody. And it's a big deal for Ford. I mean, the Mach-E was cool. It's, you know, we'll probably have a four-door Mustang in the fall, you know, with that E version. But I think this is something that, if it goes right, is really going to spark the brand again.
Exactly. Yeah. And you talk about Mach-E, everybody's within Ford is so excited for that vehicle because they see that as the future of what they want the company to be, right? Electric, connected, you know, still with the heart of and soul of Ford with the Mustang name. Yeah. But, you know, Bronco, like I said, volume-wise, accessories-wise, profitability-wise, this is going to be where it's at, probably second or third only to F-150, Expedition, Explorer.
I've got the I'm doing a review on the King Ranch version, the Expedition, this week. Oh, that's...
Yeah, those things are nice. I mean, you talk about luxury vehicles. You know, you don't need to be a Lincoln. You don't need to be a Cadillac. You know, just get a high-trim Expedition or F-150.
76,000 sticker on that thing?
Ridiculous. And, you know, that's the point. Like, people pay for this stuff, so the automakers keep inching up that price range. You're talking six-figure F-150s these days.
Well, and the new, I know Cadillac with that Escalade, that's got to be, what, loaded $120?
Oh, yeah, don't know exactly, but... You can imagine it's going to be right up there.
All right. Hey, last question for you. Michael Martinez, Automotive News. You're a great follow on Twitter, and Automotive News is awesome. It's, if you're in the industry or you're just interested in cars, it's definitely your source. A couple of years ago, I remember FCA, there was a story that they bought the rights to CUDA, Barracuda, the name. They brought it back. Are we ever going to see anything with that? Or are they just going to stick with the – you know what I mean? Like, it's out there, and I know Plymouth doesn't exist, obviously. But it's such a cool name. Why don't they bring him back in some form?
Well, we're seeing some old names start to come back, and so you never know. But I think the general strategy is for these companies, you know, if they have a name that's been important in their past, you know, you sort of re-up that trademark, you keep it active, because you never know what the plans are. I don't know specifically for the CUDAs, but you look at Ford and something like Thunderbird, right? How perfect would that be for one of these new electric vehicles they plan to come out with?
Oh.
I haven't heard anything, but you just think of some of these old school names. We could see them reincarnated. A lot of, you know, before I was able to confirm that the baby Bronco will be Bronco Sport, there was a lot of talk that it would be named Maverick. Obviously not the greatest, you know, vehicle on the previous iteration.
I called that the Ford Vega. That was the Ford Vega, wasn't it? Pretty much.
Not great.
But, it's the same.
You know, you still may see that name in the future here. They trademarked it. It's ready to go on something. So a lot of people are drawn from the past.
How about this? An electric version, you call it an E-Bird instead of a T-Bird.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. And so the AMC Pacers coming back then? We're going to get them all back?
Why not? Let's do it.
Hey, man, all I want is a Holden. Now that Holden's going away, I want a Ute. That's all. I'm like, I was asking a friend of mine, I'm like, are they going to be the mean they're going to be cheaper? I want one of those station wagons.
Yeah, for sure. That's sad. It's really great history there.
God, what, 130 years in Australia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow. And if anyone doesn't know, Bob Letts will tell the great story that Holden really was like the feeder for Pontiac when the last days of Pontiac, right? I mean, the G8 sure. was a Commodore, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Great cars, man. Great cars. Michael Martinez, Automotive News, thank you so much for everything about the Bronco, too, and keeping us up to date, man. And I will see you soon. We don't even know where in March. I mean, we know we have a ballpark when, but we don't know where. It's not like Ford. I remember when they brought out the new Mustang, they did it all over the world. Can you envision right. something similar to that for this launch?
I could see something that, you know, obviously Ford and a lot of automakers are tending towards doing their own off-site reveals away from auto shows or formal events. Don't
right.
know where they would do this one. You would think Detroit, you know, maybe somewhere. I don't know. No clue. We'll see.
Do you go to Moab just as a little poke at Jeep?
Why not? I mean, throw Why the gauntlet not? Down. Let's go.
That's what they're talking about, man. All right. Hey, follow you on Twitter. Give your Twitter handle.
Yeah, at @MikeMartinez_AN.
All right. Great talking to you, buddy. I appreciate this, man. I've been a fan for a while, so I'm glad we got you on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll come back anytime. Just let me know.
Done. Well, when we finally get our hands on the Bronco, man, we get to see it. We'll talk specs and stuff, see what your take is on it.
For sure. Let's do it.
Michael Martinez. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. There he goes. Michael Martinez from the Automotive News. It is interesting, man. It really is. I mean, the scope of this, what you're talking about with Ford Motor Company, the Bronco, something they've had, like you were saying, 3 years or more. By the time it hits its actual storerooms or, you know, 4 years, it's going to be a four-year loop, man. It's a big deal. All right. It's Big Jim's Garage. I'm wrapping it up here. Thanks for joining us. So glad Ryan Newman is okay after that crash at Daytona. Damn, that was scary. And the way it was so quiet and the way the announcers were on TV, they're kind of, the way they were holding it all in like they didn't know. And didn't you, I don't know if you watched afterwards, but Jeff Gordon, man, he looked pretty damn rattled by that accident. But last time we heard, Ryan Newman is up talking to doctors, talking to his family again. God bless him, the safety in these race cars, man. All right, follow me on Twitter at WCSXGM, B-Pod Studios as well. You can subscribe. Make sure you're at Spotify, Apple, wherever it is. Subscribe to keep downloading these things. Lots to get to. Racing season, we're less than a month away from the IndyCar. Formula One is up and going. Should get Mario Andretti on again. I got to talk to him, man. So you guys be well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm curious about this Bronco.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.